The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill, your hometown girl for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from irisvision.com and experiencelife.com. We know we have a lot of great information coming your way, and guess what? The holidays are fast approaching. Thanksgiving is almost here, a little over a week in about 2 days from when you hear me talk about this today for this month of November. So let's get started with some great information for everybody out there who may be blind or print impaired, or just anyone who loves someone who's blind and print impaired. Thanksgiving for those who are blind or print impaired can be made accessible through sensory-rich crafts, accessible activities, and meal accommodations. These include using tactile materials for crafts like turkeys and Play-Doh, providing braille or large print menus, and using high contrast items for low vision guests. Online tools, audiobooks, and communication platforms can also help ensure everyone can participate in traditional Thanksgiving activities. Accessible meal and communication. Use descriptive labels, label dishes with clear descriptive names, and consider using braille or large print menus for guests. Adjust food, cut food into smaller pieces to make it easier to handle and eat. Make audio accessible. Record verbal descriptions of activities or use apps like Zoom, which can provide captions and other features. Ensure communication access. Offer verbal introductions to everyone present and encourage guests to speak up if they need assistance or want to share something. Now, sensory and tactile crafts. Again, all this information is great information, and this is coming from irisvision.com. That's IRIS vision.com. Let's go back to sensory and tactile crafts. Tactile turkey. Create turkeys from tactile materials and attach popsicle sticks with Thanksgiving wishes written in both braille and print. Pumpkin pie Play-Doh. Make pumpkin pie scented Play-Doh with sensory elements that pumpkin pie spice for tactile exploration. Braille and large print designs. Create braille or large print designs of pies and turkeys for a fun Thanksgiving activity. Accessible coloring books. Use coloring books with tactile outlines for those who enjoy coloring. Technology and adaptive tools. Audiobooks. Give the gift of audiobooks through services like Audible.com. Screen readers and magnification. Use technology like Zoom or WebEx, which have features like screen readers, magnification, and captions. Digital home assistants. Use voice-activated assistants for a variety of tasks, from setting timers to getting recipes. Additional ideas. Adapt traditional games like cards or chess to be more accessible for people with visual impairments. Share what you're thankful for. Read or share what you're grateful for aloud during dinner to include everyone in the tradition. Offer a high contrast environment. Use bright colored plates and high contrast markers on items like light switches to make them easier to see. So those are some great things that we're talking about for the Thanksgiving. We want everybody to be inclusive, not, let's say that again. We want everybody to be inclusive, no one outcast or taken for granted for the Thanksgiving holiday. Is that okay with you? I think so. Let's get back into it. More from irisvisions.com. irisvisions.com has more information on Thanksgiving and lessons and ideas, and we'll get into that right now. When we're talking about Thanksgiving, you also want to have a checklist for those that may be visually impaired. And some of those checklists are very good ones to understand and communicate to everyone that is putting the Thanksgiving meal together. Thanksgiving is indeed one of the most anticipated festive events everyone looks forward to all year long. And it's a time to warm the heart. The festivity day is instilled with deep sense of gratitude, synonymous with a day to give thanks and be grateful for everything you have. Though the year's Thanksgiving will be celebrated differently for many people in different ways, all things that are considered, we want to make sure that everyone is grateful and help our loved ones who are visually impaired or legally blind. Visually impairment can also be a source of deprivation that can limit the vision impaired from enjoying the simplest of things that normal people would casually indulge in. But by no means should we allow this or a person's vision loss to stop them from enjoying the festivities or steal away anyone's joy. So let's talk about some exciting things to help make the special holiday great for everyone, breaking bread together with warm, fuzzy feelings. Now let's talk about Thanksgiving preparation checklist. 1, write a customized greeting card. It's always considered candid and a great gesture to personally write a side note or share a handwritten letter, giving it more feel. Depending on the level of vision, the visually impaired can still pursue this goal by using low vision solutions such as optical, non-optical devices, video magnifiers that use the ability to toggle between near and distance, enabling you to adjust the magnification and contrast to your own liking. A portable tool so that you can also focus more on the emotion that the emotion of the writing and viewing the text. So, soft lead pencil or pens with enhanced contrast can also come in handy, allowing for more creative freedom to be used. Braille raised dots represent the letters of the alphabet. Greeting cards are a meaningful medium to communicate a simple yet beautiful message to a friend or loved one who is visually impaired. 2, enjoy a blockbuster or a Hollywood classic with family. Watching a Hollywood blockbuster or a classic movie just sounds like the most exciting way to spend quality time with family and friends on a holiday. A whole movie setup comes into play for a movie screening with family and friends gathered around a TV or LED screen in a cozy, comfortable nightgown with a pajama set, of course, sharing quilts, just increasing the emotional bond and with one another. By choosing the appropriate device, such as the wearable assistive devices, anyone in the family or friends with low vision could also see the same visual broadcast on the screen, enabling them to enjoy watching a movie surrounded by loved ones. Thanksgiving for vision impaired can be made wholesome if they can overcome the limitations of sight to enjoy a TV show. So here are a few devices that can help overcome these limitations, i.e., Iris Vision, Jordy, and New Eyes. You can also tune in to watch which one of the turkeys from Corn on a Cob will be receiving the presidential pardon for this year's Thanksgiving holiday or a current football match. All sounds good. 3, make time to video call your family and members and friends abroad. Getting a glance of your favorite cousin or best friend abroad has certainly been a delight to the eyes, but the advent of COVID has made it hard, maybe easier, for a lot more people to get online to do that. And thank goodness we have so many ways to do that since COVID hit. And Also, it's a great way for people who can't be with their loved ones for whatever reason to get together and do this. So this Thanksgiving, a surprise call to a loved one who may be suffering from low vision may be the best decision you've ever taken. The most renowned and popular amongst the disabled community is Zoom. This application is synonymous with providing a consistently high level of access. The comprehensive features provided on Zoom include screen readers, magnification, and captions. WebEx is also one of a platform that has gained a lot of attention over time. With its bold and visual designs, people with low vision are able to see as well as utilize screen magnification software. Though it may have some demerits, such as it is interface elements have missing or confusing labels. So again, Zoom may be the better choice. Number four, read your favorite book or magazine. Reading is a way of enjoying being alone without being lonely. Be it reading your favorite science fiction or just flipping across your old school yearbook, it has a way of engaging you in the most magical of ways, either through the comfort of your favorite book or through an emotional connection with your favorite characters. But reading can become an awfully daunting task if you suffer from low vision. So here's how you can once again indulge in a spectacular reading experience. Through the use of optical devices, visual impairment have the advantage of benefiting from raised magnification powers along with qualifying optics, whereas the low vision non-optical divisions comprise of reading stands, glare control sunglasses, typoscopes, etc. Electronic magnifying systems, also referred to as CCTV low vision aids, are available in a wide array of sizes and styles, featuring a camera system that magnifies and projects a visual or a monitor. Number five, prepare a Thanksgiving feast. Thanksgiving can't be complete without delicious, appetizing feast. It's safe to say that a turkey, roasted, smoked, brined, or fried, takes the center stage at Thanksgiving holidays. The second priority is to prepare the cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, and lastly, the quintessential pumpkin pie. For me, it's all about the stuffing. I love the stuffing. Now, with these kinds of preparations, the feast cannot be within a single day. No, no, no. Thus, this luxury of treating yourself with turkey sandwiches, burritos, and casseroles for the rest of the week is a great option, are very great options. We try them ourselves. If you're suffering from low vision, then getting your hands on optical devices or wearable assistive technology headset would be the first prerequisite, even before you go to buy those ingredients. Through the utility provided by low vision aids, people with low vision can easily read or write lengthy grocery lists, shop for quality products after examination, and finally cook a delicious, amazing feast. Wearable headsets like the Iris Vision allow more mobility due to its portable feature, so you can freely roam around the kitchen, mastering the art of cooking just like Gordon Ramsay or my boy, Bobby Flay. These indoor fun activities are the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving. But it's times like these where one should make conscious efforts to be inclusive and more attentive towards the disabled community. It's best to gather at home and restrict yourself from too many guests if it's overwhelming. Now, to break the vicious cycle that limits the vision impaired to celebrate and enjoy these moments with activities, Iris Vision is one such low vision solution equipped with advanced technology that has introduced the components of virtual reality, a wide 70-foot field of view display, sharp colors, clear images with a magnification power of 12 times the zoom, helping visually impaired people regain their sight as well as their independence. Amazing. Of course, as we move on to some Thanksgiving lessons and ideas, here are several lessons, crafts, ideas, and turkey grill designs for the great holiday. Now, as we get ready to celebrate what we're thankful for, here are a few lessons and ideas from students who are visually impaired. These include goals, objectives, and skills that are a baseline for learning in a fun and creative way during this time of year. A thankful turkey jar. Thankful turkey jars. For this project, we decorate jars to look like turkeys. We write things in Braille and print that. And we are thankful for the attachments to the words onto popsicle sticks, then place them inside the jar. So you have different words that you are thankful for. You put in that popsicle stick and you put them on a popsicle stick, and then you put them in a jar and you give them out to everyone, and you can say who said what and what they're thankful for. Tactile turkeys, a fun and multi-purpose craft activity for Thanksgiving with students. You can also substitute some of the texture feathers for real feathers. So instead of using paper, you can use real feathers that you find. And that's a good way to make a turkey. Tree of Thanks. Thanksgiving crafts give students with visual impairments and other people with special needs the chance to write about what they're thankful for and also have nice decorations. You can always go out, feel the leaves. Beautiful. Have you ever felt leaves and their shapes? All different shapes and sizes are beautiful, and they can all be put out, and you can feel how texture-wise they are, the different raises on the leaves, all great for making a craft for Thanksgiving. Turkey Braille designs. Thanksgiving themed Brails are always good. Those are great ways to make it all inclusive. And of course, with these Braille designs, you can always use a Braille design of a turkey, and you can always download it, and you can use that for a turkey, a pie, anything that your heart desired that you want for that holiday, that you can download that Braille design and create it. It's also a wonderful thing for people who don't know Braille to learn that, to do it. Of course, it's a time of year that you want to make holiday traditions, and teaching is a great way to do that. Thanksgiving is a time for great food, family, and fun, and you're always looking for ways to make experiences meaningful, especially for kids who are visually impaired. That's especially important around the holidays, so it's a great way to do that. And sometimes it might be hard to take your children to a big Thanksgiving dinner because of loud, chaotic, and totally out of routine for them. But if family gatherings are something you like to do, you should definitely attend and take the opportunity to work with your child on adapting to these new traditions and hanging out with family that you may not be familiar with before, or you may not have done these things before. So it's a great time to put yourself in that spot with your families, and don't skip those traditions and bring out new ones. One thing is, you may find it hard as a parent to do this, but it's a great way to get your child involved. Lengthy explanations can be tiring, and for those visually impaired children that are communicating verbally, questions can be endless. So you want to prepare them for these type of things. You want to give them a way to be a part of it. You can get them in part of it by helping them bake cookies, helping them make the turkey, helping them make the stuffing. All those things are great ways to be inclusive and let them know that these traditions are just as important to you as you want it to be for them. You know, another great tradition is reading aloud. That's a wonderful thing to take the time and get a good book like Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, a fun book that you can read and everyone will enjoy it while you read it. Again, it's a time to practice grace and thanksgiving and use fun things and ideas to make it all great for everyone. And this time of year, you want to have joy in your life. You want to experience joy. You want joy to be built in your DNA. So this story from experiencelife.com is coming from a doctor, a psychiatrist, actually, and she's talking about reclaiming joy. Psychiatrist Judith Joseph says you want to unmask the hidden face of joy and be joyful and restore pleasure in your life. Okay? So she's talking about in 2020, her as a psychiatrist, she had high demands on her. Clinical practice overflow with patients during COVID. The pandemic took all this emotional toll, and the media sought to give perspectives on mental illness, mental well-being during that time. And it was very hard. And so it took a lot of people a lot of years to get to a place where they could reclaim their joy, as she says. And she says that she wanted people to do that by rather than riding high on her success, she wanted to make other people be joyful and ride high on their own successes. Connect to success. That's what we all are about, right? So Joseph said she noticed a similar phenomenon among many of people in therapy, the go-getters, high achievers, the super reliable types in her practice were best feeling meth ahead of their accomplishments. They put that ahead of their family. They put that ahead of friends. They put that ahead of everything. But she says, guess what? Your inner joy means so much more than that. And typically, people felt guilty after realizing that they didn't put their family, they didn't put themselves first. And so she says you have to reclaim that through everything, through depression, through work, through all things that may be getting you down, making you a little bit depressed, making you feel like you're not your best, where you want to remember that you are a phenomenal person. You are the most important thing. You have to take care of yourself through everything that's happening in life. You are important. You are your joy. And you have to reclaim that joy by reclaiming yourself. We always wear a mask, though it be physically, emotionally, spiritually. We have to learn to take that mask off. See ourselves. See our inner selves. See who we want to be. Who we are exploring to be. On the outside, we may look perfect, but on the inside, we're lacking that joy. Joseph explains, you want to be healthy on the inside as well as the outside. Eventually, we either slip into a low-functioning depression or we start coping in ways that are not healthy. We want to rail against that. We want to put ourselves in a happier state. We want to meditate. We want to pray. We want to surround ourselves by positive people and positive things to help us engage in reclaiming our joy. Joseph says, you want to find people. You want to find things that bring you joy. You want to treat yourself to those things. You want to research it. You want to study it. You want to learn it from other people. Find meditations that make you feel great about yourself. Find people that are positive people. Can't tell you how important it is to surround yourself with people that are joyful, thankful, no matter what the situation is. And Dr. Joseph says that this is very crucial to your life every year. Whether it's a holiday, whether it's just a regular day, you want to make yourself joyful. You want to make yourself established in, like we said, joy is built into your DNA. You want it to be a part of you, just like your hand is a part of you, just like Your foot is a part of you, just like your leg is a part of you, just like any part of your being is a part of you. You want joy to be built into you as such, so that you can have a joyous day, have joyous days, joyous moments, joyous minutes, and a joyous Thanksgiving. So that comes from Dr. Joseph, Judith Joseph. She's a psychiatrist, and she wants you to reclaim your joy. And in our last few minutes, I'm just going to give you some old poems that are sweet for you to think about this Thanksgiving and to give you joy. This one is Thanksgiving, old rhyme. This year has turned its circle. This season's come and go. The harvest all is gathered in and chilly north winds blow. Orchards have shared their treasures, the fields their yellow grain. So open wide the doorway. Thanksgiving comes again. Over the river and through the wood. Trot fast. My drople gray spring over the ground like a hunting hound. For this is Thanksgiving Day, over the river and through the wood, and straight through the barnyard gate. We seem to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hooray for fun, is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Five little turkeys. Five little turkeys standing at the door. One waddled off and then there were four. Four little turkeys sitting near a tree. One waddled off and then there were three. Three little turkeys with nothing to do. One waddled off and then there were two. Two little turkeys in the morning sun. One waddled off and then there was one. One little turkey better run away, for soon it would be Thanksgiving Day. Uh-oh. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lesions. Of your legends. Count your kind deeds instead of your minions. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Thou hast with every watchful eye looked down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky hast scattered plenty everywhere. And last but not least, it's not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. And I hope you're going to be happy this Thanksgiving. And I hope to see you next time on the radio next month. We'll do it all again. Okay? Absolutely. Well, our time has ended. We thank you for listening to today's episode of Connect to Success. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. You're listening to Connect to Success, and I hope you connect to your own success. Happy Thanksgiving.